A UBS Securities analysis of the cash flow of Entergy Nuclear Properties says both Fitzpatrick in New York and Vermont Yankee, quote, are at risk of retirement, unquote, due to modest or negative cash flows at the plants through 2016. The problem is that profitability in energy resources has shifted. Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin worked in the utility industry for over 20 years. She doesn't believe Entergy will close Vermont Yankee.
All plants that aren't running natural gas are what you might call challenged right now. Coal plants are shutting down a lot and so forth because natural gas has been at historically low prices. That said, the New England grid is always higher priced than other grids, and it has limited natural gas pipelines to it, especially up here in the Northeast. The important thing about natural gas is it sets the prices on the grid, and so the natural gas prices around here do not look as dire for the local nuclear plants as he is saying in his analysis.
Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna says Entergy's priority is its shareholders.
The UBS financial analysis of Yankee really just reflects what is the reality here in the state of Vermont, which is that the plant is aging, it's expensive to run, and that without selling power directly to Vermont utilities, it's unclear whether or not Vermont Yankee is in a profitable situation. I think the question will be whether or not Entergy decides to voluntarily decommission the plant, not for legal reasons, but purely for financial ones.
If Entergy is considering closing the plant, why is it pursuing lawsuits to keep it open? That's a question that New England Coalition technical advisor Ray Shattis is puzzling over.
It could be that Entergy would like to secure the licensing so that the plant is more attractive to potential buyers. It could be that they are digging in their heels because of pressure from their peer groups. The domino effect theory may have other plant operators concerned that if Vermont Yankee goes, it is the beginning of the end for many of them. And I think it may be, too, because there is opposition from the state of Vermont. This puts it, you know, in a category with Indian Point, where New York State is opposed to its continued operation. So it may be that the idea is to maintain a united front.
Entergy Vermont Yankee emailed that as a matter of policy, they do not comment on the financial performance of their individual plants. Spokesman Jim Sinclair notes that the company believes nuclear plants will remain a vital part of America's power generation and that, quote, power markets will recover over the long term to support merchant nuclear generation. In the meantime, we'll continue operating our plants as efficiently as possible, unquote. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.